Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We're cooling out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We're cooling out.
Yo, welcome back. Another week of cooling out. We are back.
Kev.
Bro, listen. You want to interject? Oh, say your name. Go ahead and say it.
He's like, Chennai.
Mess up his way.
You see, he's like, oh, I'm in the intro now. What's up, man? Thank you for coming through, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So we got one of the founders of NoDegree.com, Chennai, with us, man. What's up?
Yeah, just here to. I heard your podcast, and you know, wanted to be on.
Of course,
thank
man.
You. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming through. So just tell people a little bit about yourself, man.
So let me talk about NoDegree and how I found it. So I found NoDegree.com because I want to sort of help people without college degrees. A lot of times people without college degrees, if you tell someone, hey, I'm not going to college, some people will tell them, like, hey, what can you do? Are you just going to flip burgers the rest of your life? Are you going to have a dead-end job? And you know that it's far from the truth. That's not the truth. There are plenty of people without college degrees who are successful and who do cool things, who have great jobs that contribute to society. So I think, especially in the last few years, it's a lot of people get their self-worth from a college degree. And if you don't have a college degree, somehow that says something about you, that you're not capable, that you're not smart, which couldn't be further from the truth. You see some people who are well-educated who can't change their car tire and couldn't do it to save their life. So it's like, yeah, you know, you don't. Ditto. I think people should be judged on what they can do. You don't judge a fish by its ability to fly, right? Just like you don't judge a bird by its ability to swim. So I think, you know, you got to look at people for what they have and what they can contribute and don't judge them on what they don't have.
You got a question?
No, you go ahead.
Oh, what makes you so passionate about this? Because we spoke, you have a degree.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, you're not necessarily in that pool of people. So, like, what makes you so passionate about this?
You know,
website?
One thing I saw, because I went to a specialized school. I went to Bronx Science, then I went to college, then I went to Columbia. And the thing is, it's like, some of those people in those schools, they're just naturally smarter. Like, you know, some people, they pick up, they go on the court and they're already dunking. And then you see some people going every day and they're just not as nice. But, you know, so I kind of saw, I was like, look, and they sort of looked down upon people who did bad in school. And I saw, like, look, there's some people who did bad in school, but they're not bad people. They're still, you know, I grew up with people. They're still cool. They're still good people. They still deserve to provide for their families. You know, just because they can't do the same things you can do, they can do other things. So it's, that's sort of where I got my passion. And I also saw that a lot of the schools and a lot of the, like, a lot of the people you know affiliated with the school system, they tell you you have to go to college. Like, that's the only pay, that's the only path to success in life. And the thing is, it's like, I don't think that's right, right? People should, success comes in many different forms. Yep. Some people are successful with degrees. Some people are, you know, they're not successful with degrees. It's just, you got to find the path that's right for you. So that's really what really motivates me, just to help people get the job. Because I know, you know, finding your first job is always the hardest. And it's like, it's tough. You're searching. You do a lot of, so it's like to help people get their first job or get the career. Because I remember when I used to work at Popeyes making like $7.15, I was happy.
That's some good chicken,
you
man.
Know? Look, one thing about Popeyes is like when I used to work there and we were limited to like two pieces of chicken for our break or a sandwich. But I used to sneak.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that was for that store. They used to limit you.
Popeyes.
Hold on the chicken.
Come on now.
So, you know what I used to do, high school kid, you know, I used to make the sandwich when the guy wasn't looking, take like two pieces of chicken, run down to the break room.
Of course,
and that's
man.
How you know Popeyes is good, because I didn't get tired of the chicken while working there. So,
that's
still eat
Popeyes
it too.
Ooh, that's crack.
So, yeah, you know, when I was there, I was working 7:15, and, you know, it was a good job in high school. But, and, you know, when I made like $8.75 or $9. It was a big jump.
Balling.
I was like, oh, yes, you know, now. Oh, I make like $60 in one shift instead of like 50.
I've been there before. Yeah,
and then, you know, just getting other jobs where you get paid more. And it's just like, you know, life is so much better. You have more opportunities. You can do a lot more. So I kind of want to help people who are just, you know, who have those jobs. Because I work with people in those situations who are older, right? For a high school kid, that's different. That's all my spending money. But for someone who's providing for a family, you know, it's, you can't make it. You can't, right? Yeah. It's just not feasible. But the thing is, I see other people who fall into good opportunities, and I kind of want to introduce other people to this opportunity, because you see some people, it's like, hey, I got a call from FDNY, I got a call from sanitation, and it's like they put their word in and they waited 3 years. And it's like, I kind of want to tell people, look, FDNY had their test open last summer. And the thing is, I think they posted on the social media. And when I went to the DMV, I saw it. But the thing is, it's like, not if you're not at the DMV at that time, or you're not checking FDNY, you're not going to see it. And you shouldn't be, the opportunity should not be lost because you missed it. You know, if, especially if you're capable of passing the test, why not? So that,
Yeah, I would just want to ask, is there a specific moment that contributed to the inception of No Degree, or just gradual moments in life?
So you know what? I was on Reddit like 6 years ago, and someone asked a question. For those of you without a college degree who make over six figures, what do you do and how do you get the job? And you see jobs like, I'm a claims adjuster, I'm an inspector, I repair elevators, I work. And there are random jobs. Like, people don't grow up and say, hey, I want to be a claims adjuster when I grow up right out of high school. That's what I'm going to do. It's just they fall into those jobs. Their friend tells them, their father tells them, their uncle tells them, hey, look, there's an opening. If you just do this, apply, you can get the job. And they sort of fall into these jobs. And I saw, look, there's so many different opportunities. And the thing is, it's like, I want to show people have all these opportunities in one place. So it's like, you see these opportunities and you kind of see, hey, look, you know what? That's something I could do. It's better. It has a future. It has growth potential. And the thing is, once you have that skill set, sometimes you can branch off. Like, once you're a claims adjuster, some people branch off to other areas of that field. So it's kind of, I sort of wanted to, that's how it started, right? So the, when I first, so I went online, I typed in trades.com, and then I saw, I was like, all right, they're going to ask for like 100K. I don't got no 100K. Then I typed in let me type in nodegree.com. I put in an inquiry. I didn't expect much. And then the guy emailed us back a few days later, and it was a price three college kids could afford. And then I called two of my friends. I was
for
like,
the domain.
Yeah. It was,
oh, because someone already owned it.
Yeah, someone already owned it. So it was a domain reseller. And it was like, you know, we just had to put a couple hundred bucks each. I was like, yo, you guys want to do it? They're like, yeah, that's a good idea. And then first few years, it was, you know, a couple guys in a basement just trying to figure out. We didn't really know much. And then over time, as we learned, especially in the last 2-3 years, I figured out, all right, this is how I'm going to make money. This is exactly how I'm going to structure the content. These are all the things I could do. And then, I worked as an actuary for a couple of years, and I was working on No Degree on the side. But, you know, as you guys both know, when you're working a full-time job, there's only so much mental energy, so much other time that you could devote to something else. And then eventually I came to the decision. I was like, look, if I work a full-time job, this is all I could do. If I leave, I could do all these things that I'm not doing right now.
How many years ago was that?
Last August.
Okay.
Yeah, so not even years, not even years. So
my bad, go on, King.
Yeah. So I cashed out my 401k, bit the bullet.
Yeah.
And I'm here right now.
So elaborate. Cash out your 401k and what, just put it onto the website?
No, there's just, that's how I'm surviving, my living expenses. Gotcha. You know, some into the website. The good thing is my website doesn't take a lot of money. You know, I do a little social media ad, but I'm pretty lean, right? I'm not really spending money. I'm really just putting myself out there, just trying to network with people, go to different networking events, just writing a lot of content. And then as I make more money, I'll put more money back into the website. But it was more just having enough for my expenses. Like, I have student loans, so I put that on the back, like the minimum payment where you just pay the interest. So, you know, I took a risk, but, you know, life is about, right? You got to take the risk or else you don't get the reward.
Yeah. Wow. It's admirable. So talk to me about some of the differences in your approach from, you said, like, maybe 3 years ago when it was, like, just four of you guys total in the basement and, you know, just trying to figure it out versus now where we spoke off wax and you said you have more of a solidified business model and you know how to move forward going forward. So, you know, so if you
so I think in the
that.
First, I remember one of my partners, I was like, yeah, yo, we're going to do this site. It's going to take off and we're going to make money. And he's like, how are we going to make money? Ads. He's like, yo, ads, it's tough, man. You know, it's not easy getting 100K physician. I was like, yo, we could do it. And then, you know, as I did more research, I found out that, you know, through job postings, mm-hmm. right? So approaching businesses to post on my website. So that's how Indeed, LinkedIn, Monster, ZipRecruiter, that's how these big companies make money. And the good thing about a job board is as long as you have a niche, it's okay. You don't need millions of users. As long as you have a niche of users that are interested in that career, because there are job websites just for people who are in construction, job websites just for people who are electrician. There's even a job website for people, black CPAs in Philly. That's how niche it gets.
Sheesh.
So if you're looking for a black CPA in Philly, you know,
go to blackcpasinphilly.com.
Yeah. So it's, and the thing is, it's like,
I didn't know that even existed. Yeah,
so there are a lot of job websites. And the thing is, a lot of those job websites are better because they cater to a certain, because when you go on Indeed, there's so many listings and then you see you're not qualified for a lot of them or it's too far. But then there are some people who have job websites that only focus on a small town.
Yeah.
And they won't have a lot of jobs, but they'll make enough money because they have all the people who are looking at that job website go to that town, mm-hmm. live in that town, or want to get a job in that town, and they're affiliated with the local businesses in the area. So gotcha. That's kind of, right? Because there are some places, I talked to some small business owners, they're like, they don't even really know what Indeed is. Or, right, they're not thinking of Indeed. That's just not, right? In the city, you hear of Indeed, but there's some demographic I'm pretty, I know I talked to some like high school kids, they're like, what's Indeed, right? Because that's not what they grew up, that's not sort of what they're looking for, especially in other industries. You're not, if you're an entertainer, you're not going on Indeed to find your next hit. You have other avenues. So for me, it's like, especially for someone without a college degree, like Indeed is, or some of the bigger sites are disheartening. Because if, let's say you're a secretary and you don't have a college degree, but you have experience as a secretary, if you go on Indeed, about every like 80% of the jobs will say,
required.
Oh, master's degree, PhD required. Yeah. And it's like you're eliminated. So I kind of wanted a place where if you don't have a college degree, but you do have certain skill set, you can go and you know you won't be eliminated for the college degree requirement.
Got you. So even on your website, right? Yeah. How do you, so you said you go on Indeed, right?
Yeah.
And you have about 85-90% of the jobs require that you have a college degree. How do you go about parsing through all that information so that your website displays information that only has jobs that don't require a degree?
Yeah, so through we pull some jobs from like ZipRecruiter so that we have their API, so it filters out, so we sort of get those jobs. Also, I approach businesses directly and I say, hey, look, I approach startups and small businesses, and I say, hey, look, if you're hiring for a position that does not require a college degree, post on my website. And the good thing is a lot of them, some of them don't have college degrees, so they're all about the mission. They're like, hey, look, that's cool. You know, I'm all about – and startups and small businesses are all about giving people a chance. Like, because if you look at a lot of startups, their founders technically, if they were interviewed – if they were to leave, the next founder wouldn't meet their – they wouldn't meet the qualifications of that job. Like Mark Zuckerberg doesn't have a college degree, right? And Steve Jobs didn't – but – now, the next person who goes for CEO of Apple, has to have a college degree.
Has to have an MBA,
But think about it. The guy who made it did not have the degree. Yeah. You know, like Bill Gates, he did not have the degree. I'm not saying everybody's a Bill Gates, but if you look at a lot of these companies, it matters more about like your drive, your motivation, and your willingness to learn than about a certain qualification. Because, you know, especially you know, you're a lawyer. There are some people who go to jail and they come out and they read all these books and they defend their cases.
Yeah.
Right? And they're good enough to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
Right? And
sometimes they're more knowledgeable than a lawyer. Yeah.
So it's like, that's kind of how I sort of parse. And then I focus a lot on the education aspect. So the thing is, it's like, you could come to my site, but if you don't know what jobs to search, you're never going to find them. So I try to tell people, what is a welder? What is a glazier? You know, what do they do? How much? So Glacier, they make the glasses over here. Yeah. So they're responsible for these glasses.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. But
So it's like, how do you become one? It's like, do you need a license? Do you need a certification? How long does it take to become one? How much do they get paid? What's
the
work
like?
Yeah. So I write content relating to that. So I try to educate people on what they can get. And then once, because my goal is to tell people what's out there. And then people, they figure out, you know what? I think I could do that. Or I think this is what I want to do. Or this is really what I'm passionate about. And then I try to tell, and then I also make a little money. I recommend books on Amazon. And I make sure to read every book I recommend because sometimes I read some books and it's like, bro, I don't want to recommend. So I try to, I'll say, hey, look, if you're interested in being a glazier, check out the National Glass Association. They have more industry news. They have certifications and all that. And then I'll say, read this book on how to become a glazier because then it was written by a female and she wrote just the different aspects of the industry of what you can do and what the pros and cons of each industry within glazing. And so That's how I am. And then I also try to focus on other aspects of the job search. Like, how do you interview? Right? That's something. How do you write a resume? Yeah. How do you even negotiate salary? Because getting a job is one thing, and then, right, negotiating salary. So I just, it's overall career advice, overall career.
Gotcha.
So if you don't have any idea what you want to do, you don't know anything about a career, you know, you go to nodegree.com and just try to learn, and so that when you do apply for your first job, you're equipped and you know how much you should be getting, and you know what's out there.
That's, well, go ahead, sorry.
No, it sounds like you're definitely doing a lot. So I was wondering, how do you split the workload between you and the other founders?
Yeah, so I'm right now the only full-time one, right? But we focus on different aspects. So one of them is the CPA, so he does the accounting stuff, but he also does some of the content. And the other two are more technical, so they focus on the sort of the website stuff, I think, all that stuff. So, and like I said, since I'm the full-time one, I do a little bit of everything. And I do, especially like the networking events during the day while they're at their jobs, I'm the one at the networking events. And then if I have to travel or I have to do some of that. So it's just, you know, startup, you just got to do everything, right? Yeah, you got to learn everything. And it's a good experience. It's a good experience.
And also, what are some other key distinctions, like the ones you mentioned, that set your website apart?
I think really it's that the content. I would say the content is everything, because you're going to see like big sites like Indeed, right? They have a blog, but you have to like search for the blog. Like,
Indeed has a blog?
Yeah. If you go on Indeed.com, I bet you can't find it though. So they have a blog, but like I said, it's not their focus, because they're already making so much money. It's like a blog doesn't, right? They're making money.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like I care more about helping the people find jobs. So for me, it's like a blog. Like, even if I was making crazy amounts of money, I'm still going to have the blog, because at the end of the day, I want to help the people find the jobs.
Yeah.
Because that's what really motivates me about this.
Mm-hmm. It just goes to show, though, how many, like, I guess, jobs are overlooked.
Yeah. Because
when you just mentioned Glacier.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is that? And the National Glass Association.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's like, if you're not in that industry, you don't know. Because the thing is, 66% of jobs, about two-thirds of jobs, do not require a college degree.
I'm not surprised. Right? I wouldn't even think about who made this glass.
But then if you look at like the people, the lighting people, the people who do, you know, the plumbing, the electrical work, and even in NYC, you see all these people doing construction, the people who do lift the forklift operators, crane operators, right? They all have certifications and they make some good money. And then especially some of those jobs, you get overtime, and then you're making bank. So,
and don't have a cause.
But, you know, it's all about putting in the work. You have a specialized set of skills, and you put it to use, and you work hard, and you chase your dreams.
Have you seen an uptick recently with the site? Or?
Yeah. So over time, especially since college is just so expensive, and the thing is...
Too expensive. You
know, no, not college.
You remember, like, the people who went to school in, like, the 90s and and 2000s, it's like, they're like, you know, I had fun, you know, I didn't do so well, but I got a great job right after. And I was like, you don't hear that. The only people you hear that from are people who already have like a connection, right? They pretty much just have to graduate and their father will get them a job. But nowadays it's different. And I tell people, look, not everyone's the best student, right? So if you're a bad student,
that's a fact,
and you have no idea what you want to do, you shouldn't go to college. Look, I'm not saying you should never go to college, because sometimes I see people who go back later. And the older students are usually the best students, because they're going there because they know. They're not there to party. They're not there to chill. They're not, like, they got a family and they're like, I got to come here and get out. So I think sometimes 18 is just, like, sometimes it's just too young.
Yeah,
remember?
We talked about this the other day, Jarrell and I. Like, you ask a
18-year-old, take out this much money and pick a path. It's like,
what you want to do for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, at 18 years old.
Like, I envy those with the childhood dream.
I see it all the time, right? When I went to high school, all these kids are like, yeah, I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to be a lawyer. And then first two semesters hit,
I was going to be a pharmacist. I was in that pharmacy program for 2 weeks. I was like, ooh.
Not I.
Started scratching my head. I took a whole day off of classes just in the room.
Who am I?
Looking at the ceiling.
So and then I said, this ain't for me.
Yeah. And look, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Like I said, at the end of the day, you chose a different career path and it's not. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
And like I said, in society, you need all types of jobs. Not every. If we had a society of all lawyers, right, yeah. We'd just be arguing all day, right? Or if we had a society of all doctors, right, you can't have that. You need to have every job role in society. That's how society progresses, right? Mm-hmm. That's how just everything progresses. It's like just having all these fields working together and their new fields emerge, old fields die down, and it's like you need everything, right? When you have also the thing is different fields have different ways of thinking. So it's like you also need that, the diversity in thinking, the diversity in how they approach things. Because a lot of these new startups, what they do is they merge two industries that weren't merged before. And that's how they sort of innovate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
makes sense.
Damn, I had a question. Come back to me. Gotcha. So how do you suggest like educating the generation before us? Because a lot of like kids feel ashamed or get basically harassed by their parents when they don't want to go to college or if college isn't the right fit for them, things of that nature. So how do you suggest like someone who's 18 years old, just graduated, say, I don't want to go to college. Like how would they deal with their parents in that conversation?
You know what? It's hard, right? Because it's like in the 90s, right? Everybody they knew that became really wealthy went to college, right? Because there were so few people who went to college that if you went, you were just different, right? And because look, even if you look in the 90s, secretaries did not need the college degrees. Now, if you look for a lot of secretary positions, they say must have college degree.
Wow.
But if you think, and I see the postings, it's like, oh, you send emails, you call, you schedule meetings. Like, you don't need a college degree to do that. Just need to be organized. So it's like, what I would tell them is show them the plan, show them what you're doing, and work hard at it. And like, it'll take some time. But once they see, look, you're doing it, you're putting effort, and you're making money, I think that's really what you have to do. It takes time because you know how parents are. They have their way of thinking and it's set.
Yeah.
Right? What, and like I said, we always get stuck in a certain time frame. We grew up and they're sort of, you also have to sort of alleviate their fears because they came from a time when people who didn't go to college, right, they didn't do so well. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you tell them, look, I have this plan. This is what I'm going to do. It's going to take me X amount of time and I'm gonna come out making this much and just stick with it and show the work. At first, they may go against you. They may not be as supportive. But at some point when your parents see you bring in some cash, you bring in the checks, you supporting yourself, I think.
Gotcha.
Right. And if at that point they still don't support you, you can't really convince them. Right. There's some people no matter what. Right, unless you have a PhD, they're not happy. And you don't want to make those people happy because you'll never make them happy, right? There's always someone out there who has more, right?
Mm. So then follow up to that then.
Yeah.
You said you quit your job to do this full time.
Yeah, yeah.
You were an actuary.
Yeah.
You quit your job. How did your parents feel about that?
Same way, man. Same way. But like I said, they see me working at it. I think last week my mom saw something like I was on a podcast on Facebook, so she shared it. So it's like slowly.
Yeah.
And I do think that I sort of laid out the plan and I told them because even before, right, I went to school, my parents never did. Like, I was always a smart kid, but my dad was like, oh, that kid got higher than you. He's one of those parents. But then I think I eventually came to a point where it's like, look, I got a good career, and I went to the Ivy League. Like, I'm not doing this because it's just, right, I didn't think it through. I really thought it through, and I think over time, he's like, all right, we'll see. So my dad's like a we'll see. So as long right, I'll show him the results. So he's seeing me going out there, putting myself out there. Like, I still got a little more convincing to do, but, you know, I'll buy him a house, and then
he'll be good.
He'll be good. I think he'll be good after that.
Yeah, he better be.
I have a question to come back to the site. Can you check, like, the demographic of the people that use your site?
So, yeah, I check the demographics. A lot more males, mm-hmm. right? Go ahead.
No, I'm thinking more age range.
18 to 35 is generally the place. But it's not like I don't have any above 45. I do seem to. There are some people. It's not like 1-2%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, you know, like 10%, 20% of my site is above 35. Because sometimes people in those industries, they lose their jobs and they have to get something else. Or sometimes you see people who are working in retail and it's like they want something better. They want, because they hit their ceiling, right? Mm-hmm. I see retail managers and it's like, you know, they're making like 30 to 40K a year, but they have a certain skill set and they have enough experience that they could, hey, if I just learn this, I can make double my salary. So you do get stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the thing is, it's like people of all ages don't have college degrees,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's like there are people in all ages. And in fact, there would be a bigger amount of older people who don't have college degrees, because it's really after 2000 that more and more people started getting degrees.
Mm.
So it's like, right. But the thing is, a lot of older people, they're sort of lucky in the sense that they do have work experience. So once you have work experience, mm-hmm. sometimes they're overlooked. It's the people who are younger,
mm-hmm.
who don't really have much work experience. They have a tougher
degree, right? Yeah.
They have a tougher hill to climb.
Gotcha. So what have been some of your top struggles that you faced since you've been full time on this? Like, as far as, would it be like getting more exposure for the site, or?
Yeah, I would say exposure is not easy, right? Mm-hmm. It takes time. Right, and I'm not looking to spend a lot of money, mm-hmm. right? So that it's not necessarily challenging. It's just you got to put in the work, right? Yeah. Right? So you got to put in the work. Also, writing content takes time, because when I write content, I don't want to just put anything out there, right? That I write in 2 minutes. So, for example, like when I write an article about a glacier, I'll read a book that's like whatever 50 to 100 pages. I'll go read the book and I'll outline it and I'll make sure, because sometimes I'll have to read multiple books. Because, for example, I read one time when I wrote the article on the firefighter, one issue was I read one book, it was like 20 pages, and it was just like, this is the best job in the world. There's nothing bad about this job. You're just gonna go make lots of money and it's rainbows. But then it's like, I can't recommend the book, because I know sometimes they go into fires and sometimes they face real stuff. And so when I had another book and it told about real fire stories, where it's like they talked about how sometimes some of them had health issues. I don't want to recommend a career and not tell them the full realities of it, mm-hmm. because you see, especially a lot of like recruiters, you know, anytime recruiter, yeah, this is the best company you work for, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, I don't want to be that. Yeah. I want to be real with people, because I want to be trusted, because I don't want to just say, hey, look, you get the job. And it's like, yo, he didn't tell me that I have to work in these hours. So that's one of the reasons that right? So it's like, I always want to be genuine and stay true to the message. So that's, I think I also, let me see, another challenge. It's just putting in the work, right? It's not really a challenge. It's just an aspect of any business. You just got to put in the work. You got to put yourself out there. I'm lucky in the sense that most people are very receptive to the business, especially a lot of small businesses, because everybody knows someone without a college degree who's smart. Yeah. And who's successful, or who's smart, or and deserves a chance. So mm-hmm. I think that in that aspect, they all know someone who's like, who deserves a chance.
Gotcha. We spoke a little earlier about like the search engine aspect of the site, but people not necessarily knowing what they want to do or how to, you know, giving someone a search engine without an end goal, like or them knowing what to search, and it can't really help them.
Yeah.
So how do you try to, I guess, on your site, like, push people towards the education and trying to help them understand what actually would be beneficial for them, or what careers could be a possibility for them before they start searching and just so feel like they're
The content is on the main page. So mm-hmm. as soon as you see, the first thing you could do is search jobs. If you scroll right under, it'll have the latest articles. Mm-hmm. So they'll see, okay, look, how do I interview? How do I do this? And then I have a career section on my website. So the thing is, it's like you can't utilize a search engine without knowing what to search. So you're going to scroll down. You're going to check. Also, I try to partner with organizations that sort of give seminars, give career workshops so that I could ask. And then I also post a lot of content. And anytime someone sends me a message online, I'm always willing to help them. Because so I actually actively go out and I tell people, look, if you know someone without a college degree who's looking for something, feel free to reach out to me. So I think I'm really active in that aspect.
And I would say to the flip side, on the flip side of Jarrell's previous question, what are some of your biggest successes with the website?
I think just some of the biggest successes is just the partnering with organizations. So there's this program out in Long Island called BOCES. Mm-hmm. So what they do is it's all over New York State except for like five cities, New York City being one of them. What they do is they take high school seniors out of school like 2 days a week and they'll teach them how to weld or they'll teach them a trade so that when they graduate, they have a certificate and they can get a job as soon as they graduate. So if they're not going to college, at least they have something available. So I met someone at that program, so I'm going to do workshop for high school kids. So I think that's sort of the success is just really meeting people who can put me in touch with the right people who can sort of use. And the thing is, I don't charge for the career services because I don't want to charge an organization whose mission is really to help kids out there better themselves, right? For me, it's like, I don't want to do that.
How are you making money? You ain't
charging. The job postings.
Oh, so, I'm like, wait, what?
So it's good because the employers, they're the ones who are who have money, who have, right? Because if you're looking to hire someone, you have some money. You have some, you're already making some profit. So it's good. And the thing is, I do make a little money when I recommend books. And you know, sometimes I'll recommend courses for certain courses. For example, I'll recommend some boot camps and stuff. They're like coding boot camps throughout the city, so I review some of them and kind of tell people, hey, look, this is a good one because they only cost this much and they place about 80% of them. So I'll make money through that aspect, but I don't want to charge for a career workshop. It's, I don't even feel like that's work, you know, going out there, going to high school, telling kids, hey, how do you write a resume? That's not
not at all, man.
Yeah,
what would you consider to be a success for this website?
Like, in the future?
Yeah, like, if 2 years from now, 5 years from now, what would you consider to be, wow, this website is a success?
Let's see. I think if I hit something like 1 million visitors per month, I would say that's definitely a big milestone, right, to get that many unique visitors. I think another form of success is also the amount of jobs that I have listed. So, for example, if I partner with, because I want to really start partnering with like big hospitals, because there are a lot of jobs in hospitals that pay well. It's just you have to sort of look on the website and kind of apply. So I think partnering with bigger organizations.
Gotcha.
And I think partnering with city organizations.
Yeah, right? There's so a lot of jobs for the city.
If when NYPD says they're hiring and they come to my site to sort of blast the news, or FDNY or sanitation or any of these big city organizations, I would say that's a big success.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to ask. I guess you kind of answered, but maybe, I don't know if it's different. Do you have any specific goals for 2019 for the website?
2019, it's just I really want to write a lot of content. So I want to get a lot of content so that you could research like 50 jobs. Right now, there are about like 14 jobs out there. I want to get like, 50 to 60, 70 jobs. I really want to get
before this year is over.
Before this year is over. Wow. So I'm going to be putting in that work. I want to get a lot of exposure and I want to partner with more organizations so that a little outside of New York, so maybe Westchester, Jersey, Connecticut, so sort of expand. Because right now I'm focused on NYC, but I really want to expand outside of that.
Nice. Yeah, man. You have more?
Yeah. I'm always intrigued, entrepreneurs and people of that ilk. What is your typical day-to-day like? I know no day is the same exactly. But
see, I can't even answer that question because every day is different. But I'll tell you what a typical week is like.
Yeah.
Typical week, I'll usually go to like 2 to 3 networking events, right? So there's this thing called Founders Friday in downtown. and I'll go check that out. You meet a lot of entrepreneurs, people who are doing interesting. It's always good to keep yourself out there. You keep yourself sharp to see what people are doing, because sometimes that gives you ideas, or sometimes you know someone who can help them, or they know someone who can help you. I think I always like helping people achieve their dreams. That's I like that. It's good to see people succeed. So I'll be part of several associations, because that's how I meet a lot of business owners. And then I'll focus some time on content. And then other than that, it's random, because it's like sometimes, you know, I got the podcast today, right? So it's like, other than that, it's random. It's just trying to make time to just do work. Like, my day's random, right? Generally, I'm not a morning person, so I'll do my work usually later in the day or even at night, even sometimes 1, 2 a.m. That's when, right? That's when I'm on, right? Yeah, morning, I'm a little, if you get me before 10 a.m., I'm tired, man. I'm tired. But yeah, you see, it's random. And the thing is, it's like, even month to month, the work changes, right? Because some months I'll focus on certain aspects, other months. But another core part of my day is just learning new things. So for example, like, I learned online marketing and Facebook ads. And then now I want to learn some other things relating to like website development. So it's like, I think as an entrepreneur, you always have to be learning. And I think as a person, you should always learn new things, because if you're not learning new things, you sort of stagnate and you fall behind, right? Because it's like, once you stop learning after a few years, it's like, you're behind. There's so many new things out there.
What are some parting words you have for people that visit your website? What do you want them to take away?
I want them to say, look, I'm not against college, right? I'm not anti-college. I don't want anyone to come across with that message. I just want everybody to sort of really think what you want to do, what are your goals in life, what do you want to do, and then figure out the best way to achieve those goals. Sometimes college may be the way. Like, if you want to go to be a lawyer, yeah, go to college. Just make sure you put in the work, you do the right things, you know, pass the bar, you study for your LSATs, go to a good school, right? Don't just half-ass it, right? And if you don't want to go to college, you still got to put in that work, right? You just got to put in the work in different areas, because regardless of what you want to do, if you don't put in that work, unless you're lucky, right? And most people, you can't rely on being lucky, right? Because it doesn't happen, right? It's not a proven strategy. It just happened. So I tell people, look, put in that work, figure out what you want to do, and then figure out what's the best way to accomplish your goals.
There you have it.
Wise words from an even wiser man.
I try.
I guess we could. You have any parting words you want to tell people, like social media, nodegree.com?
Oh, okay. So, the website is nodegree.com. If you go on the Instagram, it's nodegree.com, right? So, and the Snapchat is nodegree.com. I couldn't get no degree, man. There's always someone who takes it. But yeah, check out the website. If you know someone without a college degree who could make use of the website, feel free to refer them. If you have any questions, you could always email me directly, jonaed@nodegree.com. again, that's jonaed@nodegree.com. That's it.
All right, man, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We'll man.
Thank you
really
for having
appreciate
me.
It as you heard him, people, no degree, d-o-t-c-o-m, IG and Snapchat, nodegree.com. If you know someone that does not have a high school degree, is looking for a job, or, you know, is just lost in their career and trying to figure out what's the next step, nodegree.com. Make sure y'all check that out. As always, people, thank you for listening to the podcast. Make sure you rate, share, subscribe. Check out the video clips on IGTV, YouTube, IG, all that stuff. Cool Now Pod, everything. Have any suggestions, email us, coolnowpod@gmail.com.
Yo, I got a question. We cool?
We cool. Oh. We ended on that, though. God, I love it, man.
Stay cool.
We ended.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.